Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A shift in government, not here, overseas.
To the country, I would like to say first and foremost, I am sorry. I have given this job my all, but you have sent a clear signal that the government of the United Kingdom must change.
Outgoing British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, after his Conservative Party lost badly in yesterday's election. They had been in power for 14 years. The Labour Party's Keir Starmer will become the country's new Prime Minister. President Biden beginning a critical stretch in his effort to keep his re-election campaign going. He will meet with voters in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania today and will sit down for a one-on-one interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos later. Hurricane Beryl, a Category 2 storm as it batters the Mexican resort towns of Cancun and Tulum on the Yucatan Peninsula, Tulum especially in the crosshairs. Labor Department's June employment report out this morning expected to show the market beginning to cool just slightly. This is ABC News. The extreme heat wave battling the West is taking a toll on firefighters who are trying to put out those blazes.
Less wind is helping firefighters make progress on the wildfires burning, but the heat has been dangerous for them. On a 3,000-acre wildfire threatening the town of Oroville, several firefighters have been overcome by the hot weather. CAL FIRE Captain Robert Foxworthy.
These hot temperatures that we're experiencing obviously compound things, make things more difficult, especially on the firefighters, and just working in these conditions can be very challenging.
He says all of the injured firefighters are recovering. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Four people were treated for shark bites on Texas's South Padre Island on Thursday. Brian McDaniel was on the beach as swimmers were rescued.
I saw everyone running towards this guy. I went out there too, and this guy was getting pulled out of the water with a big shark bite.
Another person treated after another shark bite. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Dead battery on America's birthday? America's number one battery destination is here to help. AutoZone has free battery testing and charging at every store, and batteries starting at just $79.99. With our 4th of July sale, we have savings to help you red, white, and do any other jobs you've been putting off. It's everything you need to get back on the road at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. President Joe Biden will be in Madison today for a campaign event. It's his fifth trip to Wisconsin this year. Wednesday, Biden held an emergency meeting with every Democratic governor in the nation except Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. Evers is scheduled to be with Biden at his Madison stop today. A 19-year-old Michigan man was killed in an Oshkosh shooting late Tuesday night. Police say they found the victim lying dead outside a home on the city's east side. An 18-year-old Fond du Lac man was taken into custody as a person of interest. Authorities believe he'll be charged with first-degree intentional homicide. And a nationally known civil rights attorney will accept the case of a deceased Milwaukee man. Benjamin Crump, who represented the family of George Floyd, will represent the family of Devante Mitchell, who died Sunday after being restrained by security guards following a disturbance at a downtown Milwaukee hotel. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm bringing out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. It'll be mostly cloudy through about early to mid-afternoon, and then we will see a little sunshine, I think, by later today. Our high 73, tonight 58, tomorrow partly cloudy 78. On Sunday, scattered thunderstorms 79. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
God bless Texas.
Gave up.
Sizzle, we're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDF.
Jacob was a dirt poor farm boy, raised at the fork in the road in a clapboard house. Rachel was a land baron's daughter, born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Her daddy said he wouldn't stand Rachel to waste her life with a common man. He tried hard to keep them apart, but you can't draw lines in a young girl's heart. So late one night by the harvest, Jacob climbed a ladder up to Rachel's room. He knew his place, it was right beside her. Step by step up to her world, head over heels for a brown-eyed girl. And getting caught didn't seem to matter, 'cause heaven was waiting at the top of Jacob's ladder. September, since her daddy found a letter and a note on her windowsill. Swore he'd never forgive them, but nothing melts a heart like a grandchild will. Now she climbs up on his knee, says, "Grandpa, tell a story, the one about me." He thinks back and his eyes shine, says, "Listen, child, once upon a time." Late one night by the harvest moon, your daddy climbed the ladder to your mom's room. He knew his place, it was right beside her. Step by step up to her world, head over heels for my little girl. And here you are, that's all that matters, 'cause heaven was waiting at the top of Jacob's ladder. Oh, and an angel was waiting at the top of Jacob's ladder.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Markets do return this morning, as later on this morning from the 4th of July holiday. And we'll keep you up to date later on today with those markets. Also, the banks are all reopened and the mail will be arriving as well today. But for a lot of folks, it's still the 4th of July holiday weekend. Expect that trade today to be very, very, very light. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking at an update on transition cow nutrition. This is based and adapted from webinars at the 2024 June Four-State Dairy Conference presented by Jose Santos from the University of Florida. And certainly somebody started out by saying we don't want to overfeed protein to dry cows. Their protein requirements are fairly modest, and we'll zero in on that a little bit later here. And then we don't want to underfeed in the second and third week after calving when there is a real demand for amino acids for our cows. So we look at dry cows. His recommendation is about 900 grams of metabolizable protein for dry cows. If you've got heifers that are going to calve the first time, he's going to add 120 grams of metabolizable protein for the development of the mammary system in heifers since they have never calved before. No comment was made about cows that are uttering up that also went dry, but there'd be some protein requirements there equally as well. We added in another 112 grams of metabolizable protein for heifer growth because these heifers are still going to grow hopefully about 700 grams a day during the pregnancy period there as well. No guidelines were given on colostrum for nutrients for producing colostrum, but we know colostrum is rich in protein, the immune globulins as well, fat levels, and certainly vitamins and minerals as well. So then we also looked at going into the early lactation cow, and the guideline there is that we probably are going to be looking at around 18% crude protein in the early lactation cows because of reduced dry matter intake, and we need to get the key amino acids there as well. In fact, the guideline that he suggested for rumen-protected methionine or metabolizable methionine would be 5.5% of the essential amino acids, and for lysine, about 15% on lysine as well. And these numbers are generated by our rumen models out there as well. He also indicated we want high-quality proteins that are going to have a great amino acid profile. And certainly we know our soybean meal certainly fits that category very nicely, and that's why a number of our dairy farmers will feed heat-treated soybean meal because of the high levels of lysine and amino acids as well. Here in the U.S., it's common to feed small levels of blood meal. A blood meal has a tremendously high level of lysine and a very high level of rumen-protected proteins, so therefore it gets high levels of amino acids to our dairy cows. So certainly we know that protein will be important. We're looking at higher levels in close-up cows on a metabolizable basis. Again, if the cows are all mixed together, both pregnant heifers and older cows, we will target the pregnant heifer requirements. We want to make sure those animals are not shortchanged as well. And then after the cow's calve, we got to get this extra protein there as well. And that's going to be more important perhaps even for heifers because they are less competitive with older cows. So our take-home message are that we should be adjusting protein based on the stage of gestation, lactation. Heifers are more sensitive in terms of changes in the feeding program as well. And feeding a balanced amino acid profile is very important, both prepartum and postpartum, for our dairy cows. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. USDA recently announced an expansion of one of its emergency disaster assistance programs in efforts to assist dairy producers impacted by the H5N1 virus, as we hear from USDA Radio's Rod Bain.
The latest USDA effort to provide support to dairy producers with herds impacted by the H5N1 virus.
Designed now to provide assistance to dairy producers who are incurring milk losses as a result of H5N1.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
Under the program, as we've designed it, farmers will receive payments at a 90% coverage of lost production, retroactive to the date in March of 2024 of their first positive herd. The adult dairy cow must be the following. Must be part of a herd that has had a confirmed positive H5N1 test. Must have been initially removed from commercial milk production during the 14-day time period before the sample collection date for the positive H5N1 test date. Now, producers must also have written in the owned cash leads purchased or having been a contract grower of eligible adult dairy cows for at least 60 days before the beginning of the production loss to essentially participate in this program.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Haunt my mind. I'd be strong, I'd carry on and live.
the past behind. I'd just forget we ever met and find somebody new. And now I want you to know I'm almost over you. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I'm with somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake and when I'm sleeping. Girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, only on days that end in Y. Now I'll admit you're hard to quit. I've been going through a bad withdrawal, but you can bet I had to let you walk before I'd crawl. I got my pride, wrong or right, I'm gonna stand my ground, and I ain't gonna let your memory get me down. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I'm with somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake and when I'm sleeping. Girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, days that end in Y. When you walked out, I was just about to break down and beg you not to go. But if you want to come home, it's only fair that you should know. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I kiss somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake and when I'm sleeping. Girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, only on days that end in Y.
Good morning, I'm Brian Meekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Wednesday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. August milk up 25 to 1986, September up 23 to 2030, October up 20 to 2025, November up 18 at 1994. Cheese markets, barrels up 2.25 to 190 and a quarter, 40-pound blocks steady at 190, 2 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day, cash butter down 0.25 to 313 and a half, 3 trades on the day, grade A non-fed dry milk up 1 to 118, 2 trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 49 and no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher on the day as the market continues to see added support with some of the fundamentals. Lower corn prices also helping to support live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets higher in the nearby months, lower in deferreds. Packers did purchase 14,000 head on Tuesday and that helped the nearby market. August live cattle up 82 cents to 185.92. August feeder cattle up at 227 to 263.37. July hogs up 52 cents to 89.75. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly lower on the day. Relatively quiet day on Wednesday. There was really not a lot of fresh news to support the market. Cooler and wetter conditions are expected to linger for much of the Corn Belt in the near term. Soybeans higher due to strength in soybean oil and soybean meal prices, even though near-term moisture should help with crop development. Wheat markets were relatively quiet. Harvest pressure and oversold conditions continue to pressure the market. The winter wheat harvest now moving north of I-80. July corn up 1.5 to 403.5. New crop down 1.75 to 419.5. July beans up 11.5 to 1176.5. New crop up 8.5 to 1121.5. July wheat in Chicago down 7 to 554.5. July wheat in Minneapolis up 2.5 to 630.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash and August corn 354, new crop 365, cash beans 1108, new crop 1042. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 380.5, August 375.5, September 370.5, new crop 374.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 383, August 380, new crop 374. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 355, new crop 364, cash beans 1105, new crop 1046. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 367, new crop 369, cash beans 1101, new crop 1036. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 388, August 380, new crop 374, cash beans 1141, August 1129, new crop 1062. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 355, new crop 364, cash beans 1112, new crop 1049. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 182 to 202, Holstein fed cattle 165 to 184, market cows 103 to 139. Bulls 137 to 165, calves 250 to 935, beef steers 174 to 375, Holstein steers 172 to 382. Sheep markets, market lambs 180 and down, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 105 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 220 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 50 to 205, fed lambs 170 to 191, and ewes 75 to 100. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue.
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Clear creeks and cool mountain mornings, honest work out in the field, cornbread in my mama's kitchen, daddy saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land, and I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. And you here beside me, crickets serenading in the yard. What more could two people ask for, laying here in love? beneath the stars. Now this is where I want to raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country. You could have kissed me like this wasn't gonna last. Kept me from saying something I'll never take back. You could have held me like there was no chance of me waking up where I am. You could have stopped short of every dream I've ever had. So help me, girl, you've gone too far. It's way too late to save my heart. The way it feels each time we touch, I know I've never been so loved. And I can't help myself, so help me, girl. To be there when that old sun came up, making last night feel like a vision of things yet to come. You just had to hold me like nobody else. Now look what you've gone and done. You had to love me till I just can't get enough. So help me, girl, you've gone too far. It's way too late to save my heart. The way it feels each time we touch, I know I've never been so loved. So help me, girl.
We got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I don't know why I act the way I do. Like I ain't got a single thing to lose. Sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. I guess that's just the cowboy in me. I got a life that most would love to have. Sometimes I still wake up fighting me. And where this road I'm heading down might lead, I guess that's just the cowboy in me. The urge to run, the restlessness, the heart of stone I sometimes get. The things I've done for foolish pride, that's never satisfied. The face that's in the mirror when I don't like what I see, I guess that's just the cowboy in me. Never satisfied. The face that's in the mirror when I don't like what I see, I guess that's just the cowboy in me. Girl, I know there's times you must have thought there ain't a line you've drawn I haven't crossed. But you set your mind to see this love on through. I guess that's just the cowboy in you. We ride and never worry about the fall. I guess that's just the cowboy in us all.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Joining us this morning is Sarah Sarbacker with Farm First Dairy Cooperative. Going to talk a little bit about the federal milk market order. And thank you to our newsmaker segment sponsors, including Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Wisconsin Farmers Union, also Synergy Co-op, Osteoplastics, Compure Financial, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, and of a Silo and Elsevia Co-op. And Sarah, I guess happy July. Did you enjoy June Dairy Month? Got to ask that first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was all a great right. June Dairy Month.
All right.
We could use a little less moisture, but it was a good June Dairy Month. Overall.
Yeah, but it looks like is that corn behind you? Because that looks a heck of a lot taller than knee high.
Those are cattails.
Cattails. Okay. Well, they are higher than.
They're doing well.
Yeah, they're doing very, very well with this wet weather. Okay, let's talk about USDA. They've kind of released what I would say is a draft proposal for some changes to the federal milk market order. What's Farm First Dairy Cooperative's take on what they've released? You like it? Don't like it? Combination thereof?
Right. So, yeah, They were released yesterday. So this is a 332-page document that they put out. So that's what their proposal is. It's quite large, but they did also send a summary that we took a good look at. I'm starting to dig into it a little deeper. I talked with Paul Bleiberg this morning from National Milk Producers Federation. We had a good conversation about it as well. Farm First was really worked together with National Milk over the last few years on this quite closely, and we really endorsed their proposal. So we're feeling pretty good about it. It seems like the five main items that that National Milk and that Farm First supported with this proposal, with making some changes, they listen to us. Those look like they are going to, they're in the recommendations. There's some little fine details that we're still digging into. Some of the, there may be a couple things here and there that were excluded from National Milk proposal. But overall, it's looking pretty good.
Was there, from that summary, was there anything that really kind of stuck out, at least in the eyes of the co-op, that were like, whoa, this is either really, really good or whoa, this is really, really bad?
No, nothing really bad. It was we were very encouraged. So for instance, they're looking at removing the 500 barrel cheese from the cheese pricing in the formulas, which makes a lot of sense. Currently how it sits is barrel cheese and block cheese are being weighted about the same, when now it's, I mean, well, since 2017, the price spread between the two has increased significantly, and we're only seeing about 10% of use of barrel in the CME index. So that makes a lot of sense there. We've really advocated for the higher of, to go back to the higher of for the class one skim milk price. It worked well before when it was in place. It was in place prior to the 2018 Farm Bill. That got changed so that they're now taking the average of class three and class four, adding on 74 cents per hundred weight to that. And really during the pandemic, we saw how that was not working. That's when it really became evident. So for them to consider going back to that higher of, we're very happy about that. They are looking at the class one differentials, keeping the $1.60 base for that. And then the summary said adopting modified location specific class one differential values. So we'll see exactly what those numbers are when we look into it a little further. But that makes a lot of sense. Obviously we know that the cost of hauling milk, delivering milk has tripled, since 2000 when this was put in place. And then we also are looking at, so milk, the milk component factors, updating those factors. They're taking a look at that, updating those numbers. And then the make allowances. So Farm First actually did testify on this at the FMMO hearing. So it looks like they are going to consider increasing the make allowances. The numbers that we've seen are a little bit above what National Milk had proposed, but they are lower than what some other industry groups had put out there, on some of the manufacturing groups. So we're definitely happy with that. We know that those make allowances need to be changed for those manufacturers. If manufacturers aren't able to pay the minimum milk price to the producers, that causes a lot of disruption. So that's good that they are taking a look at that. So we're really pretty excited about this, and we're optimistic. So we're going to wait and see how the rest of the process goes.
So Sarah, did in their summary or in their release, did they give you any indication of when this might officially go for that vote? Sure. Because all dairy farmers kind of have to vote on this.
Sure. So the next step, we don't have a date, but the next step is that this document will be published on the Federal Register. And once that is done, that is when this will be open to public comment. So from stakeholders, producers, and there will be a 60-day window once that is put up. And they're saying probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks that will be published. Once that's published, 60 days for people to make their public comments, which we encourage our producers, any other stakeholders in the industry to do so. And then after that, that 60-day time frame, that is when they're going to move towards having the vote on this, which they will have producers vote on this process.
Well, it's been a long slog. Hopefully we'll see a kind of an end to it here by October, November.
Hopefully.
Sarah Sarbacker with the Farm First Dairy Cooperative. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Farm First Dairy Cooperative wants to recognize our hardworking dairy farm families. The hours are long and the job is tough. That's why Farm First Dairy Cooperative is driven to help farmers with milk marketing, advocate for policy change, train young farm leaders, and is one of the only cooperatives to offer milk loss disaster benefits to members. Thank you, dairy farm families, for all of your hard work. Visit farmfirstdairycooperative.com to learn more about how Farm First puts farm families first.
The unsettled weather will continue in our Real Country 1430 Ag weather forecast, as showers and storms are expected not only today, but there'll also be chances for other showers and storms Saturday and into Sunday. 50% chance of showers and storms throughout the day today, high 69 to 74, relative humidities at 61 to 66%, north winds at 7 to 12. We'll see anywhere from a tenth to two-tenths of an inch of precipitation. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 52 to 57, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, north winds at 5 to 9, becoming light. For Saturday, partly sunny, a 40% chance of showers and storms, high 75 to 80, relative humidities at 55 to 60%. Light winds becoming southwest at 5 to 7, a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. Sunday, partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms, high 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, high 75 to 80. And for Tuesday, sunshine, another chance of showers and storms, highs once again 75 to 80.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chentfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
You could say that the very first GPS was discovered on the prairie. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. The compass plant is hardy in the garden and useful if you're directionally challenged as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Native prairie plants have been around for centuries. Their toughness is enticing gardeners to add their beauty to the landscape. The compass plant stands tall above most and also has an interesting history. Leonard Perry is a retired extension horticulturist at the University of Vermont. He says Native Americans used compass plant roots for tea and dried the sap for chewing gum. It got its name from the early settlers who used it as a rudimentary GPS.
The name, which
comes about from the leaves, they orient. So the tips are north and south. So that leaves the blades facing east and west. And the whole purpose of that is to reduce the water loss, so less sun impacts the leaf surface. Since the leaves are generally north and south, that's what the settlers would use, even at nighttime, to help them find direction if they got lost in these prairies.
The compass plant is found growing naturally in prairies, fields, and roadsides. It's also becoming popular in the landscape because it doesn't mind the extremes of drought or soggy feet. And many gardeners find it's quite the showy addition.
It's kind of like a sunflower. A flower can get up to 5 inches across. It can get up to 10 feet tall. And the taproot can get up to 15 feet deep, which is amazing to think tall the plant is, and the taproot even deeper, which means it can really mine for water deep into the soil. So that really helps it not only with stability, but also to withstand drought conditions.
The compass plant is a slow grower, but once you find a spot for it, leave it there because it doesn't like to be dug up or divided. You could almost consider it a garden heirloom for generations to come. Perry says compass plants can live up to 100 years. Learn more about the stately compass plant at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips,